91.1 WEDM. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast. I'm Colin Echols, and this week I'm sitting down with starting point guard of the Warren Central Warriors, Sean Black. Sean, how you doing today, sir?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing pretty good. So, you know, basketball season about to be underway, and obviously you guys are, what, a couple weeks out? It's right around the corner.
It is.
And I want to start off, obviously, I've known you for, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And just from knowing you, your passion is literally basketball. Basketball is what your life evolves around. So I just want you to kind of give us a little background on how the love for basketball started for you, like kind of what age you started doing stuff and how that's progressed up until now.
Well, I really started getting into basketball like second grade is when I really started picking it up. Before that, I was just throwing the ball at the hoop, wasn't really taking it serious. And then I started getting better and better and better. Then I started getting ranked. And when that happened, I started to take it more serious. And that's when I really started to put the work in. And here we are now.
So basically, it was kind of just a fun little, oh, let me play a couple pickup games with people in the neighborhood, stuff like that. And then you started to realize you was getting somewhere. And next thing you know, that's your passion now.
Yeah, I used to really be good at football. I used to take football more serious than basketball. And
right.
Transitioned to basketball, and then just football just fell off after that.
You do what you're comfortable with. So, you know, moving through, obviously, you said second grade. So you played basically all through school. I know you play a little bit of travel ball here and there.
Yep.
Would you say that, you know, school ball versus travel ball, like which one would you say you prefer more out of the two?
I would prefer probably travel ball because it's more fun. Like, you go more places.
Yeah.
You know, see things. My basketball team, we go to, like, Texas and California, and that's always fun. And I just feel like it's just a better bond.
Yeah, I feel like for travel ball, it's more like, because even with travel baseball, like, when you travel together, y'all do dinners together, y'all go places together, like, stuff like that. I feel like that's definitely something that definitely adds to the whole experience and makes it a little bit more fun. So, you know, we're here to talk about Warrior basketball.
Yep.
You know, moving forward, you guys have had two or three years in a row now. You guys have had incredible seasons. Obviously, the undefeated state run was a miracle in itself. One of the best basketball seasons, probably by any high school team, maybe ever.
Yeah, probably.
Or at least of this century so far. So, I mean, that's a big deal. And you're coming in, you were a sophomore last year on varsity. You know, you didn't get too many reps, only a sophomore, but you had a stacked lineup in front of you.
Yeah, we did.
This year, coming into a junior, you're filling a couple of big roles. Manny Brown is gone. Jesse and Jacoby are both gone. You're filling some big roles out there on the floor. And kind of what's your mentality going into that, knowing that you are coming in, you know, not necessarily the new guy because you know everybody.
Yeah.
But coming in, knowing that you are the replacement for the guys that have moved on to college and stuff like that.
Well, I know that since they left, they have set probably the biggest bar of all time because they, like you said, 32-0 and just had big seasons like past couple of years. So I know me coming in, I'm going to have to like fill them shoes and like I just got to show everybody that I'm able to take their place and hopefully lead the team to another state championship.
For sure. And that's, you know, that's no easy thing. You're playing a lot of good teams, LC, Carmel, Ben Davis, LN, you know, all those teams, you can't count any team in the MIC out.
Yeah.
Can't count Pike out. Can't count North Central out. I mean, there's definitely a level of competition that you guys have to deal with. And I know for you being a varsity player and running the point guard position, one of the most important positions on the floor, you definitely feel that the most out of everybody, the competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kind of what's your mindset going into a game knowing that you play some of these competitors that, you know, some of them are nationally ranked. The teams are nationally ranked, stuff like that. What's your mindset going into games, playing teams like that?
My mindset always just to go kill. You always got to kill. You always got to be hungry. Got to be hungrier than the person that's on the court. So when I see, like, nationally ranked players, I just think that, like, I got to show them why I think I'm better than them and why I should be ranked over them and all that. So you just always got to go out and kill every night.
So it's basically just to push yourself to be better than everybody else. Okay, I feel you. So, you know, moving forward this season, it's going to be a very different season. Like I said, you lost Keys, Jesse, Jacoby, Manny, Isaiah. You know, you've lost a lot of big keys, but you guys still have some returning keys. Yourself, you are returning this year. Malik is returning.
Yes.
What's going to be, you know, the game plan going into this year that you're lacking some of those big keys that you've had the past few years?
Yeah.
Moving into this season without them?
I would say, you know, we don't really have the height like we did before, all that. So it's probably going to be more on the defense end. We're just going to have to learn how to box out better and just crash the boards better. But besides that, we're pretty good on all around. We're just going to have to keep working on all that. And we're going to get better during the year, so we're going to improve on that.
And you guys have you started, you started workouts already?
Yeah, we've been starting workouts.
So, you know, you guys have obviously been working on a lot during mm-hmm. those workouts. What's kind of some of the big things? You said boxing out was a big thing that you guys are probably going to work on this year. But, you know, I mean, there's always stuff to work on. So what's, besides boxing out and the defensive side, what's going to be some of the big things you guys are looking to focus on this year?
Well, we focus on our shooting. We always got to be a better shooter. Since we're small, we got to be better than shooting than other teams. Also, our strength. We've been working on strength in the weight room. Got to get stronger, you know. So, you know, just because we're small, you know, we got to play these bigger dudes, you know. What's the dude? You know, like last year, Habidi had
Big Dom, Big Dom. Yeah.
6'10", 350.
Big dude.
Yeah, playing people like that, you're just going to have to, you got to get bulky and you got to
Down. There's no other way for you guys to tackle that. So, obviously, teams as well, they set goals for themselves every year. Obviously, the team's goal is to go make another run at state, to have a winning season, stuff like that. But you also set yourself personal goals. And I just want to hear, what's a couple of the personal goals that you've set for yourself so far this year?
Well, some of the personal goals for me, probably my points, probably around 16. But I also want to get, since I'm a point guard, I want to have at least 10 assists again. I want to get my team involved.
Right.
That's going to help us win.
Definitely.
But also, personal goals just for me to be a leader on the court. And I got to talk to my team. I got to get them in the right position. I got to tell them what to do. Got to show them the right way so we can just be successful. That's
for sure. For sure. Success is the main goal for the season. And then, you know, moving in. You've got a lot of friends from travel ball.
Yeah.
I know that. A lot of them play different schools. You got friends at LC. Mm-hmm. You got friends at Ellen. You've got friends everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, it helps having friends like that. And that puts a little bit of friendly competition in there as well. A little bit of bragging rights when y'all see each other at travel ball. You know, oh, remember when I beat you this year? We dropped 30 on you, stuff like that. You know, what's kind of that feeling? Does that give you a different feeling of accomplishment when you beat a friend in a game?
Definitely. Bragging rights, because you know you're going to see them down the road. And, you know, when they see him, be like, oh, man, y'all, man, remember we beat y'all? It just brings something to talk about between y'all and just something to brag about and have fun about, joke about.
For sure. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck this season. Right. Obviously, I wish you the best of luck being your friend, man.
Yeah.
Pleasure to sit down with you, do this interview. Make sure you guys do stay tuned in, because in just a few minutes, we will have another interview coming up here on Inside the Huddle Podcast on Sports Voice of your Warrington Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another edition of the Inside the Huddle Podcast. I am Justin Hoke, and I am in the studio here with
Keith Barr
and Aiden Lyons.
And they are two members of the cross-country team. Cross-country season just ended, I believe, a week ago at Semi State, and they're going to be here with us discussing the long journey along the way from June all the way up till now. Keith, I'm going to start with you. Basically, just break down how you think the season went. And, yeah, then go from there.
So I started out the season with my PR for the whole year, which is a good and bad thing. But it started out the season pretty well. And then I kind of just maintained. I never got, like, too much faster. But the whole team did get a lot faster, though. And towards the end of the season, we got Zach back on the team after his injury, and we did really good at specifically regionals. And then semi-state, we did pretty much exactly what we were supposed to do.
Now, Aiden, how did your season go? And start from June, and talk about your performances up until now.
Well, as a member of the Forever JV squad, I think it went all right. Team got a little bit deeper. My season wasn't too great. I didn't get a PR, but I can tell that I've gotten a bit better just because I'm able to maintain a better pace on longer runs and go faster in workouts.
And what would you say helped you feel like you got better, even though the time didn't necessarily show it?
I think after I got a new pair of trainers, and some of the guys behind me got better, having them running with me made it easier to get better.
All right. Keith, talk about the team as a whole, how you think they did overall around the season, I know you mentioned having Zach coming back. I believe County was when he finally came back, was a big boost for the team. But talk about what happened kind of before that, kind of on waiting on him to return.
Yeah, so some people like KJ Sasser and Jacob Hartman and Landon, all of them like really stepped it up this year. And they got some really good PRs, even on hard courses. Like the semi-state, it rained the entire day, and some of them were like within like 10 seconds of their PR, which is pretty exceptional. And the team without Zach was just as good as the team last year with Zach. So right when Zach came back, it was like completely different team almost. Because he, right as he came back, he was like number two almost. And it really stepped the team up. And it was great.
All right. Take us through some of the seasons. What was some of your favorite meets? Both of you guys can answer this. What was some of your favorite meets? What was some of your least desirable meets as far as how you raced or the weather conditioning? So, Aiden, how about you start off?
Well, I think the best meet was probably County. It was a pretty fun day overall. We didn't have an official race, but before the varsity race, we had a unofficial time trial with other schools' JV squads, and that was my best race of the season.
You got to run in your hat.
I got to run in my hat, and O'Brien never lets me, and that was the day I was allowed to because it was unofficial. But that was my best race, even though I only had a one-minute warm-up. I barely got to stretch. I ran a season's best, so that was pretty lit. Got to say that I had the best time out of the JV guys.
What would you say is your least desirable meet this year?
That was definitely semi-state because it was raining and it was freezing cold, and I was I think the only person that decided to go with Coach Egan and Coach O'Brien to cheer on the guys. And by the time the second K happened, my clothes became useless because they were soaked completely through. And then after that, the other alternate guys went and found the bus. And I, along with like two other people, had to carry everything back in the rain while they were sitting on the bus being toasty.
That doesn't sound like a good time. It sounds like last year at, I believe, Eagle Creek.
Brown County.
Brown County, the Mud Bowl.
That one was, it wasn't as cold, so that one was definitely better.
Yeah. Keith, what was your favorite and least favorite meet of this year?
Yeah, I guess so. The first meet of the year was at Harrison, and that's when I ran my PR, even though it's not like that fast of a course, but the weather was just so good, and it was the first race, so I just went out really hard. And at the end, I felt like I could give more. And definitely the least, I mean, same as Aiden, the least favorite meet was the semi-state, and just because it was raining the entire day. When we got back on the bus, there was just mud everywhere. You know, all of our clothes were wet. It was just horrible. And nobody ran, like, exceptionally well. They just kind of ran mediocrely. But
I would like to add that the bus driver did not have the heat on, so yeah. It was very, very cold.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah. Sounds like I wasn't able to go to semi-state because I was taking the ACT. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to that meet. But, talk about Coach O'Brien. Coach O'Brien, the head coach. What do you guys got to say about him?
Definitely best coach, I'd say, out of Warren. that's a big compliment, but I believe it because he's so young and he that's like a blessing because he understands us. He can talk to us like normal people, and we have things in common. So it's kind of like your friend is telling you to go do this workout. And I'd rather listen to a friend than someone that I'm not friendly with, you know. If one sec. You'll cut this out, right?
Yeah, I can cut it out.
Yeah, one sec. Thinking.
Aiden, please. Talk about him running with you guys.
Oh, yeah, and because he's so young and he just graduated from running at UND, he even does like runs with us. So he makes sure we're doing a good pace, and he talks to us, tells us stories and stuff. It's just a great coach to have overall.
I think he's pretty cool. He's a pretty good coach. I enjoy having him around. Especially when it's time trial time, because he paces me since he's like way faster than me. So that's always a good thing. Helps my running out a lot. As far as like his personality goes, he's pretty cool. He's a little goofy sometimes though. He likes to put his hand around his mouth or whatever, as if it makes a difference projecting his voice across the locker room. I think it's pretty funny. And he's very bad at predicting the weather. Right before semi-state, he said, "Oh, it's not going to be that bad. I don't think it's going to be that muddy." Course ends up being disgusting, and everything is wet, and it was just miserable.
Yeah, it was raining, and he was like, "Oh, the course isn't going to be muddy."
Yeah.
I don't know why he
thought
that. As
we're standing and pouring down rain.
All right, I know that this year's team was really close. I would say out of the 4 years I've been here, this is probably the closest team I've been a part of. Talk about, within reason, talk about the locker room and how everybody gets along with each other, and just basically the whole chemistry that has with everyone.
Yeah, so I think the main reason we're so friendly is because we have like a really young team, especially like the seniors. We're all really young except for Justin Johnson, but so we're like the same age as the juniors, and we just have such a young team. We're a little immature, but get along really well. And some of us have like rivalries where we'll
friendly rivalries.
Yeah, friendly rivalries where you want to get better than someone, but they're still your friend. And every once in a while, you know, sometimes you get in a little argument, but
as everyone does.
Yeah.
Every single
but
day.
Almost instantly, probably even the next day, you'll forget about it. And
the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, the next 5 minutes, you'll forget about it, and then you'll be hugging it out or something. So our team chemistry is just, I think it's one of the best.
I think it's pretty good. We're a big group of goofy boys, so like, I don't know, we're able to get along pretty well. We hang out a lot out of practice and do random meaningless stuff, but it's fun, helps us become closer as a team. But then we come back to the overall focus of just becoming a better team so that we can do good at during tournament season.
Yeah, the team is looked like a lot less like a team and more of like a brotherhood, you know. You know, we call ourselves brothers loosely, but, you know, we really feel that way about each other. You know, we care for each other and all that. Anything else you guys want to say before we sign out here?
If you're, like, a freshman, sophomore, even junior, senior, I think joining cross country or track is, like, it's one of the best decisions I made. Even though the first year kind of, it was hard because your body has to acclimatize.
It takes a while getting used to.
Yeah, you have to acclimatize to the running. And that can be tough. But once you become friends with everybody, it's one of the best things that you can do, like, after school for, yeah. Yeah, cut that yeah out.
Kiss your homies goodnight. All right. Have good homies. That's it.
We derailed.
Yeah.
Tough. Homie toothbrush.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. That was. Oh, why didn't we bring that up?
Homie podcast.
Homie podcast.
Homie podcast.
Can we name it?
One of these days, I'm going to actually.
This is the Homie Podcast.
Okay, I'm actually going to do the outro. Okay, thank you guys for listening to this part of Inside the Huddle. Be sure to tune in next week. See ya.
91.1 FM, I am Isaiah Hoffman. Welcome to another edition of the Inside the Huddle podcast. And I am here with Warren Central football player and Warren Central swimmer, Joe Jackson. How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing great.
So, Joe, you are playing football right now, but you're also on the swim team, which a lot of people, from what I've known, don't know that you are part of the swim team. So when did you first join the swim team?
I joined last year. I think it was probably like right after, just about a week after we won state last year. But, yeah, I joined about halfway through the season, but I think I did pretty well since I joined like halfway in.
Yeah, I mean, I could never balance two of like some of the top sports here. You know, you're balancing, like, the most popular sport in the high school with a sport not much people talk about. How do you balance both sports?
Well, since I did both at different times, it wasn't really like I had to balance. It was just more of taking off from one and then starting another.
I just couldn't do it. That would be so hard to balance both sports. So what's the daily routine when it comes to swimming?
Well, I mean, it really depends on the day, but if it's like any weekday, there's morning practice that you go to. It just starts way too early. We get out about, I think, 20 minutes or so before school starts. We get all dried off and then go to school. And then after, if it's a meet day, we have after school practice, and then we rest for a little while, and then we have the meet, which goes until about 8 o'clock. So there's a lot of in between, but each section takes a couple hours, so.
So describe a meet, because we know football games, they do take a long time. Do swim meets take longer than that?
Yeah, swim meets, I think, take so much longer. It's especially at least when, they feel like it.
Especially when you sit through those 500s.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when you're not competing in them. Because when you're competing in them, like when I competed in them, they flew by for me. Like they didn't really feel that long. But when you're sitting there waiting for it to be over with, it's the worst to sit through. So when you're talking – how is it? Like after practice, like are you just tired, or how's your body feel after a practice or a meet?
In my first practices, I felt terrible. Like I was tired and hungry and I didn't want to stand up. All I wanted to do was just like lay down or do anything that required as little physical work as possible. But like once you get used to swimming and once you start to really enjoy it, it's more of you just feel a little tired and a lot of hungry after practice.
It's crazy because, like, you really, like, you're worn out. Like, you're, like, people don't, like, when people say, like, oh, I swim, they're just like, oh, yeah, it's not that bad. Like, you are, like, physically worn out because it's that hard. And, like, if you're not in the pool, like, almost every, at least, like, 3 times a week, you're going to be so tired.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I took, like, I had, there was a week where I was sick. And, like, I missed the Monday practice, and then I was sick for, like, 3 days after. So I missed just about a week of swimming, and I came back in, and I felt like it was my first day again. Like, after practice, after missing just a week, I felt tired, and I just didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to go to school the next day. I didn't want to go to practice the next day. It just felt terrible.
So, you know, we know the coaching staff. We've got Coach Sincroft, Coach Rini, Coach Gaither. How is that all split up?
Well, Sincroft is basically varsity. He has all the really good swimmers, and then Rainey has like the step under it. So I guess basically just JV.
It's still varsity.
It's still varsity.
Yeah, it's still varsity. And then Rainey, and then I believe
Gaither. She has Gaither. The beginner swimmers who are just like we're trying to learn how to swim and be like really good at it. That's where I started out at first because that was my first year swimming.
We saw a lot of major improvements with the team. How do you think? Because I know there was a lot of major losses throughout the year. How has the team – have you seen how the team looks?
Yeah, everybody looks really good. Like, I've been to a couple of weight sessions, like, during the conditioning time before the swimming season. Everybody looks, like, really eager to swim. Most of it that I've seen is just from, like, being in weights during what we call dry land practice. But everybody looks like really eager to swim and really eager to get better than they were the year before, or even get better than they were the day before, since some of them haven't swam before.
So we know we got some freshmen. Mm. How have the freshmen adapted to swimming for the high school?
Well, I can't really go too far into it because, again, I haven't seen anybody like swim yet. But in the dry land practices, the freshmen it's their first time being in a weight room. It's the first time like really like lifting weights seriously. So some of them have like started on kind of what we would call little weight, I guess. But they've started to get bigger and been able to lift a lot more now.
So you're a junior. How does your right you're a step down from being one of the leaders on the team. So how do you try to make your mark for the team?
I just try to score points. I just try to get better in practice any way I can, whether it's like pushing off the wall farther or just, I guess, being more streamlined even on the start to a race. You know, I just try and do what I can to get the team points.
So you play football, and as I said, that's crazy to me how you're able to do both, but they're also different seasons, so I can see how that works. How do they help you in any way? Like, does swimming help you like in football, or does football help you like for swimming?
I think they both help me. Like, they both help me get set up for the next season. So for football, since like we're doing a lot of strength training, so that helps me be more explosive, like off my starts, and just even doing sprints, which is what I usually do. Even doing sprint races, it just helps me be more explosive, so I can get that extra edge on the next swimmer. But in swimming, it helps me with football because it just sets me up to be in good shape and ready to run during conditioning and that kind of thing during the off season.
So the coaching staff, as we get back to that, you know, how is the dry land? Because, you know, we talk about the swimming aspect of practice. It's pretty brutal, but how is the dry land portion?
It's a lot more different than, like, any other sport. It's from football, football it's just you lift big weight, and you do low reps. For swimming, it's we do circuits of high reps and basically just calisthenics. Like, there are some times where we'll like sprint, roll, jump, do 3 pull-ups, jump back down, roll backwards, and then sprint through the end of a course. And it's things like that. It's like little weird circuits like that. But it prepares you for something like swimming where it's like long, what is it called? Consistent movements, I guess.
So do you work with, is it Sincroft leading it or is it Coach Rob?
It's Sincroft leading it. Coach Rob helps us sometimes as well, like when we're doing ab workouts and things like that. But Sincroft usually leads our circuits when we're in the weight room.
So morning practice, you talk about how early that is. Is it the same thing to afternoon practice, or is it a little different from?
Morning practice, I think it's just worse just because it's in the morning. You have to get up even earlier for that. Like, it's just not so fun when you stay up all night trying to finish a paper or something like that. And then you go into morning practice, and you just feel sluggish and terrible the whole time. But I think just after you've woken up, I think afternoon practice is a lot better since you've had so much time to wake up and get ready for it.
I think there was one time, I don't remember if you were at the meet. It was after a meet, and he was like, I want everybody for morning practice, all boys. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it was snowing, which I've never understood why snowing is. I don't know why swimming is in the winter, and I don't think you know that either.
I don't know.
I think it's so strange, though, that swimming is in the winter because, like, it's so cold. Like, you think it'd be, like, a springtime sport, but it's not. So how do you guys, like, because it's – so you guys get out of the cold water, and you guys get out of the – and then you guys come outside. Like, how weird is that?
Well, there's a lot of intermission time you can take. Like, I mean, you still get dried off once you go out into the cold. Like, you go out from the cold water, take your little chlorine shower so you don't get all dry and whatever. So there's some time to warm up, but still, though, there's a residual water in your hair. So once you get home or once you get into the car, you start to, like, feel your hair a little bit, and there's little, like, frost and ice trickles and whatever inside of your hair. That's what's really weird about it.
So what's worse, playing in a cold football game or swimming in a cold pool?
Cold football game. I mean, cold pool, you get used to it more. But I mean, if you go out there, like, I didn't have sleeves during the Carmel game when it was almost snowing and it was like 30 whatever degrees.
You definitely learned from that because the last two games you've had long sleeves.
Yeah, that's right. And the gloves.
I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of clothing.
Yeah.
But I don't blame you because that North Central game was pretty wild to sit through. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed watching that game. But getting back on the topic of swimming, describe a meet. Describe the atmosphere at home and away.
Well, at home, at home in a way, it's I think it's really about the same, just because there's so many teams and there's so many different people like cheering for the races. And since like you have both teams in one race, there's both teams cheering. So it's just there's a lot of screaming, a lot of cheering going on. Especially at, like sectionals, it's terrible. It's just a whole lot of screaming for everybody.
Everybody is
at top notch with like 20 teams in one natatorium, all screaming for one person in a race. You know, it's just terrible.
So you would say that would be the loudest atmosphere you've ever been in a sectionals?
Yes, that's the loudest, especially because it's like an enclosed space. Everything just bounces off the roof and the walls and stuff.
So that is going to do it. Joe, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
For this edition of the Inside the Huddle podcast, and we will catch you guys next time.